Hey there, special educator. Before we dive into today's episode, I have something exciting to share with you. If you've ever struggled with writing impact statements for your IEPs, and let's be honest here, what special educator hasn't found themselves at some point staring at a blank box and a blinking cursor wondering what in the world to type? My free guide is just what you need to get those brain juices flowing. Introducing Impact Statement Mastery, your step-by-step guide to writing personalized IEPs. This free guide is designed to help you craft impactful, personalized statements with ease. You'll get expert tips and strategies, easy-to-follow formats, and real-life examples that bring theory to life. It's absolutely free and a must-have for every special education teacher and related service provider. To get your copy, just visit www.spedprepacademy.com/impactstatements or check the link in the episode description. Now let's get started with today's episode.
You're listening to the Sped Prep Academy podcast. Your host, Jennifer Hofferberg, is an award-winning veteran special educator who shares her experience, knowledge, and passion to help other special educators survive and thrive in this profession. Join her and other guests as they share tips and tricks of the trade for the ever-crazy, completely overwhelming, laugh-so-you-don't-cry profession of being a special education teacher.
Well, hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Sped Prep Academy podcast. I've always heard that things happen in threes, and I guess I've always believed it, but this week has proven that to be true. Today, I want to talk to you about the impact you have on your students' lives, whether you think you're making an impact or not, you are. So I have three short little stories to tell you about. First, I was sitting in a meeting with one of my teachers who I am coached to, and we did introductions. There were about 10 different people or so there in this meeting, and we went over the testing. And we determined that the student qualified for services, and we were discussing whether or not the mom wanted to sign consent for her child to receive special education services. And the mom said, I know that these services will help my daughter because you helped me. You are my teacher. And I smiled and I looked around the table to see just exactly who she was referring to, because there was a lot of us in there who had worked in the district for quite a while. And then I realized she was speaking to me. Wait, what? So I'm scrambling to see what the mom's name is on the papers, and I look at her more closely, and it still wasn't coming to me. So I asked what her maiden name was, and oh boy, did all of the memories of this girl come flooding back. Wow, you grew up, I told her. I had had her as a student about 25 years ago, and now I was helping another special education teacher learn how to be the teacher of her daughter. Talk about a full circle. She sang my praises. She made me blush. She told me how much I had helped her learn to read, and she was so grateful for me. And sometimes you just need to hear those things. Sometimes you have to know that you are making a difference. And then I was in a store shopping, and I see this young woman who is eyeing me, and she did look familiar, and she smiled. And I had her name on the tip of my tongue, but my memory isn't quite what it used to be, so I couldn't recall what her name was, but I knew that I knew her and I knew that she knew me. And so I smiled and we kind of got close enough to where we could have a little bit of chit chat. And I acted as if I remembered her. She obviously remembered me. And so we made some small talk, but my husband was already in the line to check out. And I had the money in my purse. So I was trying to hurry. We were randomly buying a suitcase for whatever reason. And as I turned to walk away, I could feel that she was following me. I guess I hadn't noticed the name tag on her shirt, but she worked in the store. And she went behind the counter and she whispered something to the sales clerk, the young girl who was checking us out, and I caught the word discount. So I smiled and I said, thank you. And she said, it was good to see you. As I'm leaving the store, she had written a note on my receipt that said, thank you for all you did for me. And she had signed her name. Apparently, she was now an assistant manager at the store, and she had just given me her manager's discount. How sweet was that? She didn't have to do that, but I had made an impact in her life, and she wanted me to know it. And then a few days later, I'm leaving a school towards the end of the day when the parents are starting to hang around waiting to pick their kids up, and I hear this booming man's voice hollering at me. This one, I knew. This one had given me fits throughout the time I had had him in school, but as it was with a lot of those kids, they leave a lasting impression. I had cared deeply for this boy and his family, and although he could be ornery at times, he had an amazing heart and the biggest grin. So it was hard to ever be mad at him. So he hollered at me by name and he came over and gave me the biggest hug and he thanked me for being such a good teacher. And he filled me in on his life and his kids and his wife and his job and updated me on his parents. It was so good to be able to catch up with him. So the moral of these stories is not to brag about what a great teacher I am. It's to let you know that every interaction, every lesson, every moment of support or challenge plants a seed that can flourish in ways that we might never anticipate. So let's talk about the more subtle yet equally important aspects of our impact. Often as educators, especially in special education, we focus on the tangible outcomes, the academic growth, the behavioral improvements, and the skills acquisitions. These are, without a doubt, very significant. But what about the intangible effects? What about the boost in self-esteem, the sense of safety and belonging, the confidence to try new things? These are the things that make me tear up when I talk about them. These are just as crucial, but often go unnoticed or unmeasured. You see, in special education, we don't just teach academics. We shape lives. We provide students with IEPs that are tailored to their unique needs, but we also offer them something more, a relationship. This relationship might be the only stable and encouraging one that they have. In this role, we are not just educators. We are mentors, advocates, and sometimes even a lifeline. Reflecting on my own experiences, I recall countless moments where a small action led to a significant change. A kind word here, an extra minute spent on a tough problem there, or even just a smile can mean the world to a student who struggles. These are the moments that build trust and respect, and they are the foundations of any impactful educational journey. And then there are the parents and the families. The impact we have on them is profound. We often have their children in our classes for multiple years. I've had cases where the student was with me from kindergarten through sixth grade, and we get to know these families very well. We're not just teaching children, we're guiding families. We're supporting families. We're helping them understand their child's needs. We're advocating for them in meetings. And sometimes we're providing a shoulder to lean on during tough times. In fact, I have a resource that I use to make those connections with parents more meaningful and make sure that they are more involved in their child's IEPs. And I'll link that product in the show notes. So from one special education teacher to another, I urge you to remember the power of your role. Even on the toughest days, even when the paperwork piles up, when the challenges seem insurmountable, I want you to know that you are making a difference. It might not be evident today or tomorrow or even this year, but one day, maybe even 25 years from now, like in my stories, you'll see the fruits of your labor and you'll realize just how significant your impact has been. In conclusion, the world of special education is both challenging and incredibly rewarding. Our impact is multifaceted. We touch lives, we shape futures, and we create lasting memories. It's about more than just education. It's about nurturing, guiding, and inspiring. And as special educators, that is our greatest accomplishment. So hang in there and go out and make as many different impacts as you can in your students' lives. Talk to you next week. Thanks for sticking with me until the end. I can tell that you are just as dedicated to the field of special education as I am. If you liked what you heard today, I'd love it if you'd head over to spedprepacademy.com/podcast to check out the show notes and sign up to be notified each time a new episode airs. Go out and have an amazing day, and I'll catch you on the next episode.